Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Largest poll I've seen so far, Lee, in the governor's race is actually ours.
Yes.
On our 98.9 WORD site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this is not a traditional telephone poll.
Right. I mean, this is not what would be considered a scientific poll.
Right. It's you have to go to our website to find it. But it's also the biggest one I've seen. I think it's interesting. It went over 2,500 people yesterday. And here in the upstate, Ralph Norman is in the lead with 31% of the vote in the governor's primary. Number two, this is interesting, is Nancy Mace, 23%. Number three is Alan Wilson, the attorney general, with 21%. Number four is Ram Reddy with 19%. And in the final last place is Pam Evett with just 5%. So that's probably going to be heavily WRD listeners, but it's a lot of them. And just very interesting.
Yeah, and apparently, I think the way this is done, you can only vote once from the IP that you're logging on to. So, I mean, I guess there could be some way of getting around that, but this is supposed to be 2,500 individual votes, not, you know, multiple people piling on, as far as we know.
Yeah, and you have to put your email address in and all of that to vote. So, so I think that's pretty interesting to see, you know, where this audience is going. Ralph Norman in the Freedom Caucus in Congress.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of work building the Freedom Caucus here in this state that left-wing dark money groups are trying to knock out right now. And I'm kind of worried about some of those guys. I mean, there's been a massive mailing campaign this time. Palmetto Truth Project, hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project. That's a liberal group. Okay. Their mails are really good and they probably make you mad. Wow. I didn't know my representative was a, you know, liberal. He's not. If they're attacking them, that's who you want to vote for. And what this is, again, is just Democrats and liberal groups and really that sort of uniparty that's up there, you know, that you saw them vote together in lockstep, Lee, in the Senate to make sure the Democrats kept that congressional seat. The Shane Masseys, the leadership, you saw them when push came to shove and they had to choose between Republicans and Democrats. They chose to make sure that congressional seat stayed in Democrat hands. That's who they are. That's who's doing these mailings. They want to knock out what's left so there are no conservatives left elected in South Carolina. That's crazy in a red state. But it's what's going on. It's absolutely what's going on. And if they win, let me tell you how it's going to go. I mean, you got, like, for instance, Pam Evett running on, hey, we'll end the income tax. Mm-hmm. That going to go like, hey, we'll build Palmetto Penn. She told me a year ago to put all those illegals, her and Henry, going to round up. Palmetto Penn open? No, there's no Palmetto Penn. And there won't be an income tax. You know, we won't be getting rid of the income tax either. We will remain the highest income taxed red state in the nation. That's what's going to happen there. You're going to need a governor who's going to knock heads. and who's going to be willing to campaign against the Shane Masseys and the Democrats in Republican clothing who run the Senate, or none of this is getting through. And right now we're doing good, Lee, with people moving to the state, but I'm telling you, we are going to fall behind. We're going to fall behind. I mean, you've got Florida now moving on from, hey, we don't have an income tax, let's get rid of property tax. They just got rid of property taxes for homes under $250,000. And there's a sliding scale, so as time goes on, it will gradually end. You will never see that here. If you get Pam Evatt in, if you get these folks in who are part of that machine, it's not going to happen. They'll do what they always do. Aw, shucks. Weak governorship, weak governor mansion. I'll just use this as a social title. They have a lot more power. We didn't see Henry McMaster use his power, and wow, did he have some power, until he finally ran into something he wanted. He wanted his son, Henry McMaster Jr., as lieutenant governor on the Pam Evatt ticket. Do not forget this. And he said, what valuable thing do I have to trade? I know I have this congressional district that Trump desperately wants in Republican hands. And what did Henry McMaster do? I want to remind you how bad this administration is. Nothing. He could have called a special session. Then it would only take 51% of the vote to pass it through. It would have been easier. Nope. Sat on his hands. Let them do it the hard way when he needed 2/3 and did nothing. Why? To put pressure on Trump. Now, we're finding out from Fitz News this morning, Lee, that the Democrats worked hand in hand with the McMaster disaster regime. Now, I don't know if they coordinated. I have no idea if they did, but it worked. Democrats shattering turnout records. I can't believe these numbers. And Fitz News has them this morning. Get this. More Democrats, Lee, in South Carolina have voted in early voting than Republicans. Why? Because the Democrat leadership was turning them out to rack up as many votes as possible early on so that they could say, and the Republican leaders in the Senate who are really Democrats could say in the state, oh, shucks, look how many people have voted in the primary. We're going to have to just leave that congressional district in Republican hands. Listen to these numbers. Because they're really incredible. Let me see. Rolling into this. Okay. So on the first day of early voting alone, 45,966 South Carolinians participated in the Democrat primary. They made up 81.5% of all first day early votes. Why? Democrat leadership was driving them to the polls. Let's put our votes in. That way we can sue. That way we can keep this whole thing from moving forward. Now, listen to this. This is crazy. A whopping 188,000 of South Carolina's 319,000 early primary votes, or 58% of early voting electorate, participated in the Democrat primary. They outvoted us.
Yeah.
Now, they're voting the Democrat primary, okay? So we presume they're Democrats, right? What is that? Again, that's them being pushed to the polls. Rack up the early votes, show there's massive votes. Oh, look, so sorry, we can't redraw maps. And how were they able to do that? Henry McMaster, our governor, deliberately ran the clock out on redistricting to pressure Donald Trump to endorse Pam Evatt. This is how they roll. This, you know what this reminds me of, Lee? This reminds me of China using Iran as a proxy. We have, and then Iran using the Houthis as a proxy and Hezbollah as a proxy, terrorist groups, right? Well, our governor's mansion, they use Democrats as proxies. Oh, those people out there? No, we don't know anything about what they're doing. No. Do they blow up another, I don't know, fill in the blank here? Yeah, we don't know anything about that. So sorry. It's how it works up there. But we could end it today. We could break the back of the machine, or we could begin to do it. That's exciting. I don't want you to forget what has happened in recent weeks and how bad it was. And Lee, here's the thing, okay? Very good breakdown in Axios 2 days ago. Democrats only need to flip 3 congressional seats to win the House, okay? Mm-hmm. That's way better than it was before the real Republican states did redistricting, okay? But it could have been 4. But Henry McMaster, our governor, took a look at that seat, said, that's a valuable political thing for me. I'm going to use it to advance my own agenda. I'm going to use it to advance Henry McMaster Jr. Well, aren't we in a life and death struggle against, you know, all these socialists and all of this? No, doesn't care. Not in the least. Didn't care. Sat on his hands. Played games. Refused to call a session. Why? We now know. To give the Democrats the chance to surge in the primaries and cast a lot of votes. So that it would be harder to say, hey, we got to redraw this whole thing, throw those votes out, start to. I mean, it's incredible how the state works.
Or doesn't.
Or doesn't work, Lee. Yes,
exactly.
It's really disturbing. It's really disturbing. And look, when you look at the Freedom Caucus in this state, and I got to give him credit because I had him on, you know, at the time, I had Ralph Norman on back in March when they already had a redistricting plan. They were anticipating the Supreme Court doing this like a normal Republican state would. And they already had that plan filed in committee. So this whole, oh, it's so late, we're out of time, oh no. We didn't have to be. But that plan got blocked. So now Donald Trump is going to have to fight for harder. And if it comes down, I'm going to warn you, if it comes down to one congressional seat, control of Congress, I'm going to lose my mind. Because you know who will have done it? Henry McMaster and that regime. That's how bad they are. And I kept saying the whole time, this is the time for Pam Evett to break with McMaster. Say, no, can't do that. So sorry, I'm out of my own. She didn't do it. She's still endorsed by him this morning. To where we are. Ralph Norman came on the show at the time, took credit for it, screaming and yelling, please pass. Let's move this map. Let's anticipate the Supreme. Folks, we've known it was coming in June. They actually ruled a little early. We've known it was coming in June for a long time. There's your contrast. There's your difference. It's a big one. So, rare chance you got today, break the back of the machine that has controlled this state since Civil War times Reconstruction. Things will start to change here.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
They stole the election, folks, in front of the whole world. Didn't care either. Out in California, you will never convince me that Spencer Pratt came in third.
All right, the L.A. mayoral race is now set with incumbent Karen Bass facing off against Nithya Raman after beating out Spencer Pratt. You heard that right there.
Yeah, today, one of the most closely watched.
Nithya Raman lost her own city council district to Spencer Pratt and Karen Bass. But we are now expected to believe, after a last-minute surge of highly convenient ballots that came from the homeless show, who can ever trace those people or those ballots, that she beat them both. Mm-hmm. In her district. Sure, whatever. So she even lost her own district to Spencer Pratt. But we're supposed to believe that some other people outside her district, though, who were found and whose ballots were turned in late, suddenly, some way, somehow, something or something. Okay, what is going on here? Okay, Spencer Pratt's a Republican. He's never going to win the mayorship. No, it wasn't going to happen. But with him in number two, that puts him in the runoff. And he is very, very, very much embarrassing the Democrats on the national level because he's showing America the absolute and complete Hades it is to live in a Democrat Haiti hole. So here's the thing, folks. They had to shut him up. They had to make him go away. Same with Steve Hilton. Understand this. Voter fraud is baked into the system. It is built into the system. The system is built so you cannot detect it. Here's Bill Azzaley, who is now Trump's attorney general out there, his AG, talking about this.
The Democrats in our legislature in Sacramento kicked me off my elections committee for fighting for you, the voters, and speaking up on voter ID.
I'm on the website for the state of California to register to vote. On the section where you put in your driver's license, your last four of your social, there's a box underneath each one that says, I don't have one. I don't have one. And then you're allowed to proceed to go to vote.
What is the agenda here? Why do we let people register to vote and we don't verify their immigration status? We need to instill confidence in our elections. We need the public to know and trust that when we vote, it's secured and your vote counts equally.
So could you sit there and just register yourself and your friend and your dog and a clown to vote over and over? Yes, you could in California. And then guess what? Everyone gets a ballot automatically mailed to them. Tom Del Beccaro, former GOP state chairman, received four duplicate ballots at his address. He says his neighbors often get ballots for people who no longer live there. Then they send the ballot harvesters out. It is impossible to trace who voted. See how it works? Was there mass election fraud? You bet there was. The system's built to hide it. Why do you care? You live in South Carolina. Because, folks, something called H.R. 1. When Democrats won control of the House, they passed it. It was their first bill. What does it do? Implements exactly this system nationwide. When was that? 2021. Remember, they were ushered in Democrat control of Congress by Joe Biden. Why do we not live under that system, folks, which would turn most states blue? Turns every state's tried in blue. Folks, Oregon was red the last election. They didn't have it. They implemented it. It's been blue ever since. Because it enables election fraud. I mean, you can't even prove it. That's the thing. It legalizes it. Let me give an example of what the problem is here. Judicial Watch, a conservative group, is currently fighting in California to strip 873,000 people off the state's voter rolls who've moved or died. They all get ballots. Where do they go? Who knows? They stack up in big piles outside apartment complexes. They were going to do that to the country, folks. H.R. 1, automatic registration of every American, 100%, whether you want it or not. And two, automatic mail-in balloting, just like California, whether you want it or not. Forced on all states with laws or with provisions against signature verification and against voter ID. Folks, they just steal the country. So what you're watching in California... Folks, that was the first bill Nancy Pelosi filed. It was called H.R. 1. We lose, it's what we get. It was called For the People Act. Very communist-sounding name. And you're watching it right now in California. You cannot stop the fraud. It is baked into the system. Register again and again and again and again and again. Vote as much as you like. And votes will always be found. Folks, do you realize they're going to count votes till July? Why do they leave themselves that much leeway to find votes if they need? They are becoming embarrassed. It's your future, folks. Democrats win, it's your future. And that's why what Henry McMaster did was such a disaster in this state. Letting that seat fall to the Democrats, the congressional seat, we could have redrawn it. It would have been +7 Republican. Right now, it's +14 Democrat because he ran out the clock. He ran out the clock, knocked it to the Democrats to intimidate Trump, pressure Trump into endorsing Pam Evett, who he didn't want to endorse. That's where we are this morning. So you want to keep that in the governor's mansion? You know what to do. Joining me now is gubernatorial candidate Ralph Norman. Good morning, Ralph Norman.
Good morning, Tara. Glad to be with you.
Yep. Last day of the primary, and our WORD listener poll shows you are in the first place, 2,500 people on our website. So that, you know, represents the upstate, I think. It's not a call-in poll. It's our website poll, but still, it's a fairly large group. 2,500 people. You're at 31%. And then the next closest person to you after that is Nancy Mace at 23%, and then Alan Wilson at 21%, with Ram Reddy in fourth place at 19%, Pamela Evatt at 5%. How are you feeling this morning?
You know, I feel real good, Tara. It's been a, you know, it seems like yesterday when I announced on July 27th of last year, there is a, what I sense is a mood of true conservatism, of really wanting to change the system. We can't keep going the way we're going in this great state, particularly with the influx of people that are coming. So I feel good about it. I really do. It's been a gradual increase. No one knew about me until I guess they started paying attention over the last month or month and a half. So I feel good about it. I think people are going to get out and vote. And I think particularly the conservative voters who really want change, they're coming my way.
Ralph Norman, you have been a member of the Freedom Caucus in Congress, small group of very conservative legislators, and you've been instrumental in the workings of the Freedom Caucus here in South Carolina. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, the Freedom Caucus is made up of people that represent, you know, the very name that they're named after, which is freedom. That's what we represent. We ask questions. We question the budget. We question, you know, laws. We're just a good group of people who I've been so fortunate to be a part of. I helped start the one here in South Carolina. And the one that I'm on the board on and at the federal level is just good people that want to believe in the Constitution, that are willing to have the courage to vote their convictions and keep this country great. So it's the best group of people that I've dealt with in a long time, but really in the political arena where you find a lot of fakes and you deal with people who've got wrong intentions, want to serve in office to benefit themselves, but not the Freedom Caucus members.
I think, Ralph Norman, South Carolinians are really getting a shocking look at what's really in Columbia as we watched Republican leadership band together to ensure the Democrats kept that unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court, congressional seat. I mean, that was truly shocking. And our own governor couldn't even, bring himself to call a special session in the process, ran out the clock, helping the Democrats keep that congressional seat. I mean, it was absolutely disgusting. And I want to remind my listeners, we had you on the show back in March and April when you were screaming and yelling and saying, look, Supreme Court's going to rule. We've got a plan. We need to go ahead and pass it so we'll be ready. You were the only one doing that. That is a night and day contrast with the McMaster, the machine there in Columbia.
You know, and I get so tired of candidates who campaign on as conservatives and then just morph into something that's totally different. And the redistricting of District 6 is a prime example of that. You know, they never intended to do it. And they wanted to run out the clock. All this was intentional. I called it back, you know, when I said, we got to do this. And when I'm governor, we're going to do it. And, you know, the fact that all the excuses they came up with are just that, excuses. And, you know, we're going to have District 6 drawn in a fair way. And we're going to put it to enforce the issue, regardless of what these fake politicians continue to say one thing and do another. And that's just a prime example with the redistricting.
Okay. And Ralph Norman, I'm letting everyone, I've had all of the gubernatorial candidates back on the show in these 2 days, and letting everybody give their final pitch to the voters driving to work, maybe driving to the polls right now. What's your final pitch? Why should folks vote for you, Ralph Norman?
My message is, you know, if you want true conservatism, you will pick me. We're getting ready to get married in this election to a CEO for 4 years and most likely 8. We need to run this state like a business. I'm the only one that's got a solid business career and a solid legislative career that backs up everything I'm saying. And we're going to turn the gut. We're going to run it like a business. that we're going to turn this government back over to the people who pay for it. We the people. That's my pitch.
Ralph Norman, where can folks go to find you, find your campaign, find out more about you?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Well, we always knew it. I've been saying it for years, but I've never had a poll to confirm it. New poll confirms what we've all known about the modern Democrat Party. They hate America. They don't even want to live here. Elon University YouGov poll. Those are Democrat pollsters, by the way. Is there any country on earth you would rather live in than the United States today? 90% of Republicans say, heck no. This is the best place on earth. Not to Democrats, though. 55% of them said yes to the question, is there any other country on earth you'd rather live in than the United States today? Among independents, it's 38%. Folks, they hate this country. They hate the country they live in. That's why they don't care when bad things happen to it, usually at their hands. This explains why far left Democrats have had more success in places like New York City, but have struggled in red and battleground areas. 55% don't even want to live here. Now, like, you know, I could work with that. Maybe I could see maybe a one-time very large expenditure, billions of dollars would be worth it. Just like, go ahead and relocate them to somewhere they'd feel more comfortable. Somewhere more ideologically akin to where they are, like, oh, say, communist China. No, they'll love it. There's no free speech there. Total control. Government dictates your medical care to you. You don't want it. They'll come to your house and force you to take it. Or just, you know, weld you into your apartment till you starve. They're great people. Anyway, yeah, they'd be totally happy there. Where the government tells everybody, agree with the left or you die. It's a paradise. Why don't we say, seriously, why don't we send them? Right now, when we've got all of this evidence that I bring you every single day, we're finding out more and more the Chinese Communist Party is funding the Democrat street protest, hundreds of millions of dollars. These groups are merging. Look, why don't we just start, look, just, give them a GoFundMe account. I don't know, maybe some kind of congressional expenditure. We'll just send them to China. They'll be happy there. It's what they want. I mean, why turn this place into China when you've got a perfectly good China we could send them to? No free speech. You know, nobody allowed to be rich unless the party says so. And then it's okay. Well, yeah, I mean, Bernie Sanders has three mansions. I can't imagine the party leaders don't have those. Democrats never care when they do, though. Just as long as their neighbor can't get ahead of them. That's what they can't stand. Yeah, send them to China. Folks, it could work. We should start this. Seriously, how much would you spend, really? I mean, I'd do a one-time 10% tax increase to pay for it. Like, if they like truly legitimately couldn't come back. We'd have to have really strong border security, though, because they'd be fighting to get back in. That's a problem. I don't know. We'll deal with that later. But in all seriousness, folks, this makes sense. When they say Donald Trump's a radical, when they say he's un-American, we've got to fight him. He's not this country. He's ruining this country. What do they mean? He likes the country. They hate it. Of course they hate Trump. Of course they hate us because they hate America. They don't want to live here. So you can't take anything they say seriously. When you're starting from that perspective. Well, but you hate America, though. No, but nobody you do. 55 majority, 55 solid majority. Want to live somewhere else. Not happy. Well, what does Trump love? For all of his faults, his pluses, his minuses, he loves America. You can tell. That's why they hate him. Because they hate America. You know what I'm glad about, though? They're not hiding it anymore. That's the beautiful part. They're comfortable with it. So, you know, keep telling people, please. Just keep telling people who you are.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.